We're talking about Kerry College. We're talking about its open week, running all this week at campus locations right across the county. We're here in Mona Valley Campus, Kerry College in Tralee, and I've got John Hurley, Assistant Manager of Mona Valley Campus here in Tralee with me. John, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning in the Roadside Broadcast Unit.
Good morning, Gerry, and it's lovely to welcome you back to our Mona Valley Campus. Good to see you guys here.
Tell me about the week. Great buzz about the place this morning, of course. Huge events, lots of employers involved. Tell me how it's been going.
Yeah, it's been good. Every year we do this, Gerry, we take a full week and we throw open the doors and invite schools and members of the public in to look at what we do. I suppose a lot of our training is skills-based and workshop-based, so it's very difficult to bring in visitors ad hoc. But what we've done is we've set up a skills village here in the campus, just at the side of our main campus, where you can come in, talk to all the apprentice instructors. You can see examples of their craft. You can talk about careers, talk about apprenticeship, talk about skills training, and you have time to move around and chat to people, and it's been a great success. We've had probably 700 or 800 secondary school students in so far this week, and tons of others as well, and we're preparing tonight for our apprenticeship open evening, which begins at 5, but my colleague Elaine will be telling you more about that in a while.
Is it an eye-opener for lots of people coming in to see, I suppose, the facilities that you have, but also, I suppose, primarily the opportunities that are there, depending on what decision they make, let's say the second level school leavers, as to what they want to do next in their lives?
Yeah, like increasingly, Gerry, there's, people, yes, you're right, I suppose, not a lot of prominence historically about this. People think it's just skills training, it's for people that just want to become electricians and carpenters and plumbers. It's not just that at all. So that's what we've been hearing this week. People are leaving saying, we couldn't believe you do all this stuff as well. A lot of new apprenticeships. We have a brand new wind turbine maintenance technician apprenticeship, only one in the UK and Ireland. Massive intake coming on that. We were speaking last week to employers at the Wind Energy Conference in Dublin. One of the main employers, Jerry, came up to us and said, look, I need 40 trained wind turbine techs this year. Can you help us? As in, I need them now. And what's going to happen with the wind industry in the next couple of years is the onshore will move offshore. And the lifespan of an offshore wind turbine is much, much shorter than an onshore one. So maintenance and all that sort of stuff is going to shoot up.
Much the demand for that, yeah. Much demand
so
for
people
the
are. I suppose what I'd say, Gerry, as you just mentioned there in your introduction about the cost of living, and it's really beginning to bite. I think it's kind of important for us to highlight that with the Kerry College full time programs, there are no fees, no registration fees, no examination fees. Everything's fully funded. Plus, you have a range of maintenance supports, and with apprenticeship, you're earning as you learn. So you're not incurring the type of debt you might have at third level. It's very, very funded and very affordable to get started.
Yeah, and that's and affordable to get through and get an education, get the qualifications. You need to start earning money straight away and earning good money in the jobs, I suppose, of the future.
Like, well, that's it. Didn't that happen, Gerry, during the economic boom, where you had people working in office jobs, the white collar sector, were getting paid much less money than the blue collar workers or the trades? You had some trades people, particularly skilled workers, skilled qualified people, professionals, earning huge money, and that's what we're seeing again. We're seeing a lot of that a lot of technicians and people with technical skills who come on courses like we offer here are doing really well for themselves. It really is an employee's market at the minute. You know, people are looking for skilled employees across a range of sectors. Like, we're starting a national sales apprenticeship in a couple of months' time in response to the fact that there's people in Kerry who come up to us on a regular basis saying, we can't find salespeople.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah.
You know, so we're starting that program in response to that.
You're like kind of first responders, and this came out of the financial crash as well, when you know, the whole area of training and education for the right type of jobs and getting people in the right areas became into focus, because it's like the tide went out and no one had any clothes. We need to rethink the way we do training. Now you're in a position where you're agile enough to respond, and we're hearing every day about the skill shortages, the staff reductions, that various different industries are in all sorts of trouble about getting the right people with the right skills in order to continue Ireland's economic performance, which is good at the moment.
It is very much so,
Gerry. You're there to respond to those sort of
things. We are. I suppose, look, we don't tend to focus on course areas where there are, you know, poor options in terms of jobs. We centre all of our energy around where are the skill shortages, can we devise a programme of learning around it to get people through and get them out quickly. Two quick examples. We work with the TLI Group, we're a big Kerry success story, in communications infrastructure. We have a fibre installation technician programme with them. You're fully qualified in 25 weeks, out the door. You might not just work with TLI, it could be KN Group, could be any of the other providers, but you're fully qualified as a technician to install copper and fibre optic cabling. The other one then is the overhead lines piece, which is massive demand for those. They're subcontracted to ESB networks, and there's massive demand for them. We run one course a year. It's highly technical, with a lot of specialist training, but those 16 that come through have immediate employment. So we're doing that stuff all the time, and it's almost like stuff you don't think of. We'd often say to people, you know, imagine a world where people have no skills. So when stuff starts to break or infrastructure starts to break down, who's going to fix it? It's those people you don't think about sometimes.
Yeah.
But there's a huge demand for them, Gerry, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tell me about, I suppose, your plans in Killarney. For Kerry College.
Yeah, so I suppose, look, we've been very fortunate through a lot of hard work on the side of Kerry ETB, and I suppose a lot of faith been put in us by the department, that we have a Killarney campus coming on stream there within the next 5 years. It's going to be a large campus. It's in the old Sarah Lee site in Killarney, which was the Pretty Poly factory to a lot of locals in Killarney. We think it's going to transform education and training in the town. The town is a jewel in the crown of Irish tourism anyway, so a part of our plan there is to set up a centre of excellence for hospitality skills training. So again, this is skills focused stuff. So what are you missing? Is it barista training? Is it food F&B service? What is it? We'll address it. We're also going to make it, we're hoping to make it Ireland's most sustainable campus in terms of it being a leader in sustainability training. We're very excited about that. Plus as well, we'll have a range of part-time, flexible and evening training, which Killarney has at the minute. We'll be significantly expanding it for the region, not just Killarney, South Kerry, East Kerry, etc., which are probably a little bit underserved in terms of full-time, part-time, flexible courses. So we're really excited about it. We're hoping to get there in the next 5 years, and it is happening.
John, there's also changes happening at, I suppose, a top level with the National Tertiary Office in terms of how things are organised at that level. Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, there's been a few things. There's been a National Apprenticeship Office set up in the last 12 months with Mary Liz Trant leading that out to try and really drive on apprenticeship, but also then Dr Fiona Maloney, who's worked with the ETBI's representative body for ETBs in Ireland, has been appointed as the head of the National Tertiary Office. The idea there, Gerry, is you're taking higher education and further education and you're bringing them together to work together. This is something that Simon Harris has driven quite a lot in his time in office. He's been brilliant, really. Very reforming, quite visionary. But there's been a lot of work done behind the scenes on this as well. He's really moving it on. What you're going to have, Gerry, is you'll have people coming in the future, in the very near future, September of this year, doing 2 years here in the Kerry College and finishing their programme at third level. So it's integrated. You know, there'll be different models of that. It won't be just 2+2, as they call it. There could be other models as well. So what you're seeing now is you're seeing FET really coming into the third level sector and working with HE in terms of providing targeted, valuable programmes for people.
That, do you think that deals and addresses with the issue that we have sometimes, that people have a mindset and their idea that I want to go to college, I have to go to college. If I don't go to college, I won't get a good job. College is in university education.
Yeah, I mean, university education is the only way you can do certain things. Let's be honest about it. I mean, you know, you did journalism, Gerry, yourself, right? Sure. You kind of have a lot of journalists need to do 4 years to learn about the range and array of things that you need. But you can also have people that are happy and ready enough to do a 12-month programme like what we run here with yourselves and Radio Kerry in Kerry College. Some people come in and they have the life experience, they're ready, they need a year. So I think the mistake sometimes is in thinking everyone's the same. They're not. People come in at different levels with different life experience and different needs. And I think this new National Tertiary Office, we're bringing FET and HE together, will allow us to respond to that need, I think, with a bit more nuance in terms of thinking everyone's, you know, more or less got the same needs, which they don't.
Okay, that's important. What's the week been like? Really?
It's been fabulous. Like, I mean, weather-wise, it's been great. We were thinking, crikey, we'd heaters and everything kind of brought in. And it's been wonderful. Schools have been brilliant. Like to thank all the schools. I'd like to thank all the people that came and visited us during the week. Staff here, I have to say, have been amazing. You know, all week, Skills Village, it's pretty labour intensive. We have fantastic apprentices and learners. They're all out on the stands as well, talking to people. It's really good. Just beside you here, Gerry, I'm giving this talk now shortly to another school group which is coming in the door,
right,
as we can
see. Filing in the door there to find out what's going on.
Yeah, so Gerry, it's been absolutely brilliant. I'd like to thank our neighbours here as well in Mona Valley who helped help us out on things like parking, you know, people who are running the various other buildings around here. So look, we've had great local support for this and great regional support. So look, we'd like to thank everybody for it. It's been brilliant, but let's not forget about the apprenticeship open evening at 5 o'clock, and I know Elaine will talk to you about that at 9:45.
Yes, and we have you're running competitions as well, the Ireland Skills National Final for Mechanical Automation and Maintenance Fitting Craft. That's taking place yesterday and today, and the winner will go to the World
Skills
competition.
That's right, yeah, the World Skills. The Ireland Skills, Gerry, just a note for people's diary, particularly for people in schools, is a wonderful event. It's on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of September in the RDS in Dublin. If you want to go and see the very best Ireland has to offer in terms of skills, go there. It's a school trip or a trip for anybody that you won't forget. It's an amazing experience, and we'll be there. We do all of the live streaming and we do all of the broadcasting. Our broadcast program does all of the live streaming for the whole event. So we do live stuff during the day, we do the reward ceremony, and we do lots of roving stuff during the day as well, which we make into a program which will be broadcast by RTE. So we're heavily involved in that too. So it's a great event.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Listen, John, thanks a million for that. We're the outside broadcast unit of Radio Kerry in the beautiful sunshine at the Mona Valley campus for Kerry College, and that is where we're going to be, and that's where we are, and we're talking. I'm seeing students walking left, right and centre, lots of people, a lot of a buzz around here, the Skills and Training Centre, finding out about the opportunities. With me, I've got Elaine Sharp of Kerry College. Elaine, good morning to you, and thanks so much for talking to us on the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
Tell me about your role here, first of all, with Kerry College.
Okay, so Gerry, I'm one of the training advisors here in Kerry College. Myself and my colleague Tom O'Reilly are two training advisors that work on behalf of Sullis here in Kerry. So we look after apprentices and their employers, Gerry. If an employer is looking to get approved to train apprentices, they make contact with myself and Tom, and we arrange a meeting with them to make sure they meet all the eligible requirements to train apprentices, and we get them registered. Anybody out there then who's looking to do an apprenticeship, any information they're looking to find out about it, come and contact myself or Tom or any of the apprenticeship team here in Mona Valley campus, and we'd be delighted to help you.
Okay, so that's how it works. How have things changed over the last number of years?
Massively, Gerry, in the amount of apprenticeships that are out there. I suppose when you say the word apprenticeship, a lot of people will think of your traditional craft.
The old traditional craft, yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, and that's not it anymore, Gerry. Of course, we still have all our craft apprenticeships, but there are now over 80 apprenticeships out there, Gerry, and many, many more currently in development. So there's an apprenticeship for everyone now, so there is.
Brilliant. So tell me about the open evening this evening. What can you expect?
Yeah, so the apprenticeship open evening is taking place here in the Mona Valley campus, Gerry, from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock this evening. It's a free event and there's no need to book in advance, just turn up. So there'll be huge information available here this evening. You can come in, you can meet the Kerry College apprenticeship team. We'll be happy to give you information on how do I get started on an apprenticeship, how do I secure an employer, what are the entry requirements, what's the registration process, are there start dates? So any of those questions we'd be delighted to answer you this evening. You can also meet with some of our Kerry College instructors. They'll be here to discuss the off-the-job element of training with you. And I suppose the huge bonus of attending this event this evening is you get to meet with our employers.
Okay, and who do you want to see coming through the door?
Okay, so everyone and anyone, Gerry. We'd be delighted to meet with anyone who's ever considered doing an apprenticeship. Maybe you don't know where to start, so come up and chat with us. Maybe you know exactly what apprenticeship you'd like to do, but you're struggling to secure an employer. So again, come in and meet with us, and we'd be happy to give you some extra information and make you aware of employers in your area. Maybe you're considering a career change. You may have a son or a daughter who are doing their leaving cert this year, and they're unsure what avenue to take next. So please, please encourage them to call up this evening, come with them, or encourage them to come up themselves. Like I said, Gerry, there are over 80 apprenticeships currently out there and many more, many, many more in development. So we just want to make you aware of what's out there.
Sure. And with that in mind, what will be on show tonight in terms of what people see, in terms of the options they have, the apprenticeships that will be on show tonight?
Yeah, so the apprenticeships on show tonight, so we'll have stands to represent electrical, plumbing, carpentry and joinery, motor, stone cutting and stone masonry. We'll have a stand for the CommiChef apprenticeship, the wind turbine apprenticeship, fitting, metal fabrication, agricultural mechanics. We'll have sales, butchery, accounting technician, recruitment, cybersecurity, software development and many, many more.
And tell me about the employers offering those apprenticeships, yeah, then, who will be here?
Yeah, so Gerry, we have 35 employers joining us this evening, which is just absolutely fantastic. I just want to say a huge thank you to all the employers joining us this evening, giving up their time to be here with us. We're very, very grateful for your continued support. I have a list of them here, Gerry. I'll quickly call out if that's okay. So attending this evening's event, we have the Office of Public Works, we have O'Carroll Engineering, Torque, TLI, Dairy Master, Lieber, Celtic Heating, Kerry Mechanical Engineering, Listel, Kerry Group, Southwest Engineering. We have the ESB, EnergyWise Ireland, Bus Aaron, OMC Technologies, Enercon, Siemens, Nordex, Vestas, Somex, the Irish Naval Service, Irish Rail. We've T. Nolan and Sons, Labworks, Fontech, Buckley Agri, Irish Crane and Lifting, Kelleher's Garage. We have the Port of Cork, Leo Orpen Carpentry and Joinery, Fit, Redshare Recruitment, and we've our colleagues from Mayo Sligo Leitrim ETB kept travelling down.
Yeah, so massive numbers really.
If
one of those employers, you know, meets a suitable apprentice tonight, what happens next? How does it all come together?
So it's an information evening, but some of our employers are recruiting that will be attending tonight's event. So if you meet the entry requirements, for example, if you're interested in doing one of the craft apprenticeships, the entry requirements will be that you're over the age of 16, you've either 3 passes in your leaving cert or 5 passes in your junior cert, and then there's a colour vision test you have to pass for certain trades. So if you tick all those boxes, Gerry, it's then a case of contacting either myself or Tom here in the Mona Valley campus, and we will send you out registration forms forms, and it's all very straightforward after that.
Okay, and that's kind of how it works, how it gets measured together. I know it's a changing area all the time, but look, if someone can't attend tonight, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so
they can't make it personally.
If they can't attend this evening, Gerry, please pick up the phone and ring the Mona Valley campus on 06671 49600, ask to speak with either myself or Tom, and we'd be delighted to speak to you and give you the information. You're very welcome to come in and meet with us in person. The Mona Valley campus is open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 5:00, and we'd be delighted to sit down and have a chat with you and go through all the different options.
That's kind of what you're looking for. You want people who are inquisitive, who want to know, to match up. They might not have some ideas where they're going to
exactly.
go, and they'll be funneled into the right area.
Yeah, and just, Gerry, I'll call out the air code just in case anybody's unsure of where we are for this evening's event. So we're V92PW50, and we're in the Mona Valley Industrial Station, Tralee.
Okay. Listen, Elaine, look, thanks a million for that.
Thanks,
and
Gerry.
Thanks so much for talking to us about it, and good luck with it this evening. Apprenticeship's a huge growth area and a development area, that's for sure. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show. That's Elaine Sharp there, who is with Kerry College here at the Mona Valley Estate in Tralee, the Mona Valley campus for Kerry College. We're live here outside the in our outside broadcast unit outside the Kerry College Mona Valley campus in Tralee. More on that anon. A listener gets in touch. Joe says, it seems the Healy Rays are the only ones that care about the Irish people. Gerry, listen to Michael Healy Ray. Yes, he has a right to state that he wanted to house those fleeing from war. Gerry, look at what happened in Killarney. Do we want a repeat of that? No, we don't. No passports, no identity. Gerry, you always persecute the Healy Rays. You won't read out this comment, says this listener. And there you go. Hi, Gerry. How can anyone make attacks at Sinn Féin who haven't been in government but complain about the cost of living issues and still vote for the same Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael politicians? Asked Dahi Fitzgerald. Another listener on Ballyseedy says, hi, Gerry. Ballyseedy is as important to Fianna Fáil as it is to Sinn Féin. Fianna Fáil are satisfied to have an all-inclusive commemoration, whereas Sinn Féin want to create division. The hypocrisy of Sinn Féin, considering all the atrocities the IRA committed in the last 30 years, they got an amnesty and now feel so self-righteous as to expect perfection from a fledgling government that they tried to kill at birth. I mean, you're saying they, in terms of the anti-treaty forces of 100 years ago, I'd imagine. Okay, well, look, Fianna Fáil actually are having their own commemoration. They're having their own one. I'm sure everyone's invited to it. I think Micheál, we're waiting for final details of this, but Micheál Martin will be laying a wreath at Ballyseedy. There's an event in Ballygarry House Hotel. That's on Saturday the 4th. Of March. That's one of the 5 planned commemorations. I think Republican Sinn Féin are due to have one, but we're waiting for them to clarify if it's definitely happening at 2:30 on Sunday, or Saturday the 5th, or Sunday the 5th, I should say, of March. But again, we'll get to that. But that's where things stand at the moment with Ballyseedy. Good morning, Gerry. If you could just put to the listeners and ask if they think doctors and receptionists have become careless and insensitive. I just rang our doctor to get my appointment for my husband, who has a cough for a month, which is now causing discomfort at night. I was first told they were up the walls. She continued to say, the whole country have that. Am I wrong to think it's unacceptable from doctors, receptionists? Asked a listener. What do you think? I know there's a lot of pressure out there, there's a lot of demand. And there are demand on our local services like there. That's part of it. Give us your view on that on 066-712-3666. Turn your attention to the reason we're here. We're at Kerry College Further Education and Training. Open week this week, Monday, February 20th to Friday, February 24th at our campus locations. By the way, people have been asking, the Apprentice Open Night, when is it happening? It's tonight, Mona Valley Campus, from 5 to 8pm. Tonight from 5 to 8pm. Delighted to say I've blind up Brian O'Flaherty and Colette Lawler, who are instructors in the Clorglan campus of Kerry College, which specialises in outdoor education and training, with me. Good morning to both of you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Brian, I'll start with you. Tell me about what's happening in Clorglan. What's happened over the last couple of years and what you provide there?
So over the past couple of years, we've developed new courses. So we have an ecology course, we have an outdoor instructor traineeship, we have an advanced outdoor instructor, and we have a scuba diving instructor and surf and beach lifeguard instructor course. So lots going on at the moment. Lots more to come, but lots more.
Is a lot of that happening out of Capon Lee and the traditions that go back through there?
Yeah, so the Clorglan campus, we have the outdoor course and the advanced outdoor course. The ecology course happens in Killarney. The diving and the surf instructor course happen in Castle Gregory, out of Waterworld, with Ronnie Fitzgibbon and Sandra and Philip out there. They're working with us in partnership, and that's where we deliver them from.
So, Colette, from that point of view, where you're located in Clorglan, it kind of pulls in all those different facilities, infrastructure, geographical facilities in the county to run all those courses. Exactly. You're ideally located.
It's great playground. You know, we have the mountains, we have the rivers, the coastline for everything there to for people who want to stay on the land, want to play on the water, and different ventures that they can take: sea kayaking, canoeing, river kayaking, kayaking in the lakes, and things like that. Yeah.
What are the apprenticeship opportunities like from those? The jobs that arise out of those courses?
They're quite vast, really. They can take you kind of all over the world, because a lot of the national governing bodies qualifications are recognised outside of Ireland as well, across Europe. Mountaineering Ireland would be recognised across Europe, Canoeing Ireland recognised across Europe, and so is the scuba diving and your surf instructor as well. So there's great, you know, opportunities and stepping stones as well for people to want to go into different niches and you know, develop their skills, whether they want to become instructors and work in outdoor pursuits and
or start their own business, tourism ventures,
exactly,
all those sort of things.
Especially along the Greenway and the Blue Ways and stuff like that that are along our beautiful West Coast.
Yeah. Brian, can I ask you, what kind of opportunities are what? It's a growth area, I'd imagine, in terms of jobs in this particular area, particularly with tourism focus in the county.
Absolutely. If you think of during the pandemic, the amount of people that started open water swimming, cold water swimming, and the natural progression of that, people started snorkeling, free diving, progress into scuba. If you look along the west coast of Ireland and compare it to New Zealand or Australia, they have kayak centres, dive centres, every few
bungee
miles.
Jumping.
Everything. And we have a huge opportunity in the Wild Atlantic Way to develop those facilities for people here as well.
Yeah. Is it that sort of a thing? And I'll bring you in, Clayton, on this. Like, if you look at what happens in New Zealand and Australia, they have a developed industry along those lines of those famous routes, those driving routes. We've the Wild Atlantic Way up and running. It's been successful. Tourists want to travel it. So it's about providing those facilities along those routes that engage them and get them involved in it's like experiential tourism is a big thing now. Not just driving a route, but doing something interesting on the route.
Yeah, yeah. And like that, incorporating our ecology course as well, to make sure the environment isn't harmed, or, you know, that whole side of it as well, because it's all well and good playing in it as well, but it's important we know what the animals and the type of terrain and the topography that's around us as well, and respect it, you know. The whole lot needs to be...
Sustainable tourism.
Yeah, that's the whole other new area I was going to ask you about as well. Sustainable tourism as well, that people want to get involved in, to have the expertise to do things in that way, Brian.
Yeah. And, you know, we're training people that... You know, they will have the opportunity to go out and start their own businesses and earn a good living off it, and, you know, travel. With the scuba dive instructor, you can travel and work as a paddy instructor worldwide. You know, so, but there's plenty of opportunity here in Kerry and along the Western Seaboard.
Okay, I'm going to talk a bit more about this. If you have a view for us on it, if you're interested in this area, then do get in touch with us on the programme. We'll talk more with Brian and Colette after we take these.
Kerry Today, live from the Kerry College Mona Valley campus in Tralee, as part of their Open Week.
Yeah, we're talking about Kerry College. It's Open Week, the apprenticeship open night this evening as well. We've got Brian O'Flaherty and Colette Lawler, who are instructors in the Cloraghlin campus, which specialises in outdoor education and training. And I suppose, Brian, Mid Kerry has rebranded itself as the Reek District in recent years, a particular focus on outdoor and adventure activity. That's complemented, obviously, by the courses that ye offer as well, isn't it?
For sure, yeah. Again, this huge rebranding of Mid Kerry as Reek District has been great success, in my opinion. Again, it offers our graduates opportunities to start up their own businesses in walking, cycling, the Greenway now coming online from Glenbay out to Carrisaveen, scuba diving, an opportunity to get into the film industry. There's a lot of work there, and the outdoor instructor courses, Blue Ways, as Colette mentioned earlier, kayaking, canoeing tours, and surf courses. Again, we have some of the best beaches on the planet.
And so why not use them? You're learning the best place, and it'll lead on to employment. Who do you want to see, or who do you see coming through your door looking curious and taking up your courses? Is this someone who's like saying, look, I'm not so sure a 9-to-5 office desk job is the one for me?
Yeah, I think people realise life's too short to actually get stuck in a job that you you're doing just to bring in the money. You may as well do something that you love doing and bring in the money with it as well. So you've quite a variety of people coming back from to further education. You have people coming straight from school who would like to see, they might have a sport that they do and actually think, oh my, this is what I want to do. I want to teach surfing, I want to go kayaking, and realise that it's now actually a position that they can actually have for life, and they actually can have a job, a full-time job in, or, you know, working in horticulture and, you know, doing research on animals and habits and habitats and stuff like that as well. So it's quite a variety. I think a lot of it is quite practical courses, so that's quite enticing for people to get out, feel happy with the environment that they're actually working in, whether it be on the water, on the hills, or in a forest. And, you know, that in turn actually kind of opens up the doors for them to do research on and get qualified. And, you know,
because that's another area, growth area for jobs. They're going to be a lot more jobs in assessing our biodiversity and sustainable living and how the countryside reacts, and there's a lot more European Union and government funding going down that road. Brian?
I'm a lifelong learner. I think one of the things that appeals to me about working in the outdoors is I may start off as a level one kayak instructor, but I can progress throughout my lifetime up to level five instructor, same with scuba. The opportunities for lifelong learning, again, if you've been in that environment where it's routine, and that appeals to some people, but certainly in the outdoors, whatever course that we run in Kerry College, every day is different, and you have the opportunity as a lifelong learner to continually progress in a vast array of disciplines, and it'll keep you going for your life.
Huge amount of opportunity there for guys. So will there be someone there this evening from the Killorgland side of things to answer questions at the open night?
Yeah, there should be somebody.
We're here tomorrow as well in the morning.
And Listowel as well.
Okay, yeah. So from all over the county, there are places you can go. There are the campuses local to you. You can find out more about what happens in Killorgland, and there'll be plenty of expansion and plenty